This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it just takes lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, like I said, 855. Look, pull over. Don't try to write this down while you're driving. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And truly, do get involved in the conversation. Right? Do get involved in what it takes to push, I don't want to say push the agenda forward, because the agenda has such a negative connotation to it. Right? But what it takes to leave your kids a better country. Right? You know what I'm saying? You know, it's just amazing to me. Again, how many, now you guys already know this one. How many people do you run around with, or do you talk with, or deal with, that constantly complain about the government, but they never vote? Don't back anybody. They don't make five phone calls for a candidate. They don't do any of that. And then they want to complain how bad everything is. You explain to them that they're not helping us, that they're doing absolutely nothing to push it forward. If they don't get off their butts and actually do something for... look at whether you agree with a candidate or not is not my point with this. But unless you actually do something to help somebody get elected... That's all. It ain't that hard. And not all of you are involved. So if you are involved, God bless you. Thank you for doing that. If you're not involved, what's your problem? And don't give me this stuff, you know, I got kids to raise. Because, you know, the government's going to raise your kids if you keep it up. Oh, no, I'm not joking. I'm serious. And they won't have a problem doing it either. All right, so where was I? Oh, yeah. So we have 18 shot, and six are dead. Mr. Obama hasn't said a word. What do you think that is? You got any idea? I mean, you would think he'd be outraged at this, right? Yeah, you know what? Somebody brought this up. I can't let it go. Facebook warriors. You know what? How about Facebook cowards? I mean, give me a break. What's that? What does that really do on Facebook to change anything? You're outraged. You remember they were holding up the signs, right? Bring back the girls or something like that. I don't even know what it was. So every time now somebody, you know, they want to do one of these things, they hold up signs on Facebook. Yeah, I am sure that Muslim radicals all over the Middle East were dropping their knees and begging for forgiveness when they saw all those signs up there, right? Just amazing. Back to my original story. Anyway, Chicago. You know, it's almost synonymous with every weekend. Where do you go look every weekend to see what's going on? Chicago news. Because this is his hometown. His buddy Rom runs this town. Right? Where's he at now? What's going on? I mean, seriously, where is the president now? His people are being killed. Now, again, some of the strictest gun laws, I don't know how you can even say that with a straight face. Some of the strictest gun laws, probably the strictest gun laws in the country. You just can't have a gun, period. But they have some of the highest crime rates. So what about that narrative that the more guns there are, the higher the crime rates? What happened? Oh, what's right, it's neighboring states, neighboring cities, neighboring towns. I forget all the time. Because, you know, the minute, I think, what was her name? What is her name? Barbara Boxer. Wasn't she the one who said that once everybody's disarmed, once the robbers know that not everybody has a gun, they won't carry them. They'll put them down, turn themselves in. God. And really, how much crack do you have to smoke to get to that point? So once again, Chicago has experienced a deadly weekend with 18 people shot, 6 dead. Where's the outrage from the White House? None. Nil. Where's Sharpton? He must be in a coma somewhere. Right? Yeah, because he's not showing up in any of these things anymore. Oh, these particular black lives don't matter. Because it doesn't fit their narrative. It's not a white guy that shot the black guy. You can't do anything with that, can you? The shooting's happened at the University Village neighborhood early Saturday morning. 2 security guards were called to a large outdoor party at a housing complex. Now, look, if I'm a security guard and I ain't got a gun, I ain't going. Not in Chicago, anyway. Not for me. The 2 security guards were wounded because a 24-year-old man shot. Actually, it's just amazing. Now, officers received a call of shots fired at the 4800 block of West Monroe. I don't even know what that is. Just before 5:30 Saturday, and found a 23-year-old man lying face down. He was shot several times and dead at the scene. But that's impossible. He couldn't have been shot. They don't allow guns there. One man, 29, was shot in both thighs. That was the good security guards, right? His hand and forearm. The other man, 30, was shot in the hand. Both were taken to a local hospital. Now, the Cook County Medical Examiner's Office did not confirm 2 most recent deaths on Saturday. 2 men, both 19, were in a vehicle in the first block of South Spring. I mean, this goes on and on and on. 2 guys killed here, 1 killed there, shot in the head, shot in the stomach. For a town that's awful tough on guns, a lot of people are getting shot. But where's the outrage? Why is it Mr. Obama speaking to this? Because if black lives really do matter, right? Don't you think activists would be making a big deal? I've said this a million times. If they want to make a change in those neighborhoods, maybe 10, 15, 20,000 of you people get up and do something and show up there and take those streets back. There's a novel idea, huh? Hey, I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Andrea Nelson joins me after the break. Don't go far. Warm up your coffee in that nice TRS mug and come on back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's KATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, listen, head over to the website, because you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll, you can head over to the live chat room, but I want your email address. That's really what I want. I don't care what else you do over there. I just want your email address, okay? Every week I send out an email, I'll tell you who's going to be on the show and the kind of topics we're going to be discussing. And that way there, you can choose what nights to tune in. You should tune in every night, but you can choose what nights to tune in and that kind of thing. All right? I mean, it isn't that hard. So anyhow, like I do every week, because I don't understand half of this garbage that goes down, I asked Andrea Nelson to join me. She helps me. She's from the Clover Agency. She helps me weed through all this pop culture poop. I don't even know what to call it. I can't understand half of it. I don't even know why we care. Anyway, thanks for joining me, Andrea. Always appreciate it.
That was a great intro. Thanks for...
Oh, yeah, I probably should have held the poop till after you said hi, and then I could have gone back that way, right? Anyhow, I love one of the first stories you sent me. I almost just deleted it and said, really, why? Which is the, I can't even, Tyga? Tyga.
Oh. Tyga, yeah, that's pretty good. I know you don't know who this is. I'll clue you in.
Thank you. Please do.
26-year-old rapper who was in a relationship with Kylie Jenner. So Kylie Jenner, of course, is one of the Kardashian family.
Ah, yes, right.
In all its glory, right?
Okay.
So they broke up. They broke up, interestingly, maybe not surprisingly. I think he was feeling overshadowed by her. And Kylie Jenner, she's the youngest of the family, 18 years old, has a huge personality. Of course, she's this larger-than-life character. But he felt overshadowed. So it seems that, I suppose, when you're in the Kardashian family or you're dating a Kardashian, then you kind of are dating the whole scene, the whole, you know, all the glitz and glamour and chaos of it all. And I think he just couldn't hang. So...
Hey, wait a minute. So he didn't know this going into the relationship? Seriously?
Well,
I mean,
good question. I mean, you know, I don't know that it was serious. It doesn't seem that it was, but it was a mutual decision, evidently, that they broke up, that they still respect each other, friends, whatever. But he just, you know, wants to have his own career. He wants to be known for his own talents, separate from his relationship. So I guess what guy wouldn't like that, you know? But you know, of course, he wants to be known for himself. But that's the challenge with the Kardashians, you know. If you can have the fame and fortune, but you become one of them. And I think that was a little too much.
What are they? I mean, I know I ask you this all the time, and I'm not doing it just for laughs or kicks. But what other than big butts? What are the Kardashians? Oh, and a crazy life that you get to see on TV every night, I guess. What are they known for, and why are we so drawn to it? I still haven't figured this one out yet.
For big butts and the craziness. I mean, isn't that enough?
is that what we relegated ourselves to? Seriously?
That's kind of what's popular now. I mean, they're famous for being famous. They're famous for, you know, selfies and Snapchats and... being in the lifeline and crazy, their crazy life. They do have a crazy life. And I mean, I think on some sense, they, on some level, they're crazy on purpose. They're crazy for the camera, but yeah, people like that. They have to watch that and it's made them famous.
Wow. Well, we're in a sad state, aren't we?
So one day, Joe, when you're thinking about really being famous, you know, you want to be celebrity status, yeah, you know, household name.
Not if I have to do this stuff.
Think about your crazy life and how you can just make it a little.
So I just bring Kim Kardashian into the studio? I mean, would that, like, fix it all for me or what?
Well, if you could bring her in the family somehow, that probably.
No. You know, there isn't enough crack out there for me to bring her into the family. Who's it? Do you know somebody by the name of Selma Blair?
Sure. Yeah, we're tight. No.
No, you say that like I should know. My wife's over there nodding her head, going, "Okay." And so, this is the stuff. Like, all right. So, who is she?
She's an actress.
Okay.
She's a 90s actress. I mean, I guess. I don't really remember her in much lately, but I'll look it up and see what I might be missing. I did hear an interesting story about her recently. Is that what you're going to bring up?
Well, somebody, and listen, I mean, if she's got a problem, I'm sorry, but I just get this link to a story that says, you know, you mean like these people? And I know what they're talking about because I always say, why do we care? So if it's Selma Blair, Joe Messina, or Frank Smith, right, she's taken off a Delta flight on Monday on a stretcher after losing control. Now, witnesses on a flight from Cancun, Mexico, say that Blair was first class drinking wine. Witnesses say that she put something in her glass. So she put something in her glass. And then she started crying and she started yelling, "He burns my private parts. He won't let me eat or drink." She said that he beats me, he's going to kill me, and she's going on and on, and they finally take her off the plane. Now, you think they would have published that or printed that if one of my kids did this? I mean, why do we care? And she's a 90s actress. That makes it even worse, right?
Well, I think this would be... we see a lot of news stories that happen on airplanes. What is it about airplanes? I feel like it's becoming a thing. When crazy things happen on airplanes, we tend to read about it in the news the next day. I mean, she's famous, yes, and so maybe that's part of what goes into the story and makes the story a big deal. But honestly, I think this is crazy. If I were on a plane and someone, and this happened or I knew this was happening two rows ahead of me, I mean, that would shake me up. I think this is odd behavior for anybody, whether you're famous or not, whether you're a celebrity or not, the fact that she's...
Right, but would you see it, in would this be really, you know, news, upfront news?
Joe, if you were on a flight and some crazy woman was taking prescription drugs, allegedly, taking prescription drugs and dropping them in her wine and drinking copious amounts of wine and then screaming with her child next to her, you don't think that would turn a few heads?
It would turn a few heads, but I mean,
lover or not,
don't you think this stuff happens? But don't you think this stuff happens all day long? You know what I'm saying? I mean,
doesn't happen on flights I'm on. What am I missing? But I will say, before prepping for this show, there were two other airline stories. Which I thought I ran into, too, and I'm starting to think maybe this is a thing. Maybe it's a thing. Maybe when the crazies board the airplane and they feel like, you know, all bets are off, now I'm with these people tens of thousands of feet in the air, and I can just let loose. I mean, I don't know, but... I haven't personally experienced this yet.
Me neither, and I don't want to. So, hey, we're going to go for a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get to the stories you sent. But I also want to talk about Honey Boo Boo and where she she's at. I'm Joe with Senior Host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right. The people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right. You will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
I threaten to get a disco ball one of these days. Seriously. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Andrea Nelson joins me again like she does every week from the Clover Agency. Andrea, thanks for being with me and helping me work through this stuff. So yeah, it was nice that time. You said stuff.
Thanks for having me.
So,
and it's the highlight of your...
Well, you got to admit, listen, we get some pretty interesting stories that come across. I know, weird stories, but interesting still nonetheless. And this one here, Honey Boo Boo, right? You and I were talking off air, and I just said, okay, let's save this. So here's this poor little girl, and I'm looking at her, and I know people are going to think I'm picking on her, and I'm not picking on her, but I'm looking at this little girl, some recent pictures of her. She looks quite large, and I know she's still young. Very, very, very yellow teeth. So I don't think she's got some disease going on, right? And she, I think she lost her neck. I don't know if she had a neck, but she doesn't have one anymore. And here's exactly what I was saying to you is, what is she known for? This was a reality show about how the screwed up, backwards family, who obviously uneducated people, and not that that makes them bad people, but, you know, uneducated people, very obvious. The claim to fame to one of the teenagers was that she was knocked up and having a baby and wanted to gain more weight than normal. And little Honey Boo Boo would eat anything you put ketchup on, right? I mean, how does this, I don't know. I don't know how this became a show.
Well, for the same reasons the Kardashians became a show. And we were talking in the break, and you're reminiscing about the good old days and the 50s and 60s.
No, wait a minute. Don't bring me back to the Stone Age. I just said, you know, what happened to people wanting to come home and watch shows like The Waltons so they can see, you know, cool families working together and that kind of stuff?
Or The Brady Bunch or The Cosby Show. Sure, but I think that we're over that. As a culture, I think that, I'm not saying this right, but I'm saying that what's selling shows now is what's different. What's different in pushing the envelope and what makes people stop and think and go, whoa, people really live that way? And Kardashians certainly do that, and the show did as well. And, you know, it's sad.
But what was...
Duck Dynasty. There's another example of a show that also makes you go, whoa, do people really live that way? Or
Duck Dynasty? Yeah, but those guys, when he grew the business to, what, $4 to $7 million a year? I mean, it's a viable business. They may be a little different than we are, but
certainly
this was not, there was no success in his household.
Joe, you have to admit, people don't watch the show to see their success. They watch the show because they are a bit different. Right. I mean, that's the appeal. The appeal is same with Sister Wives. Now, I watch Sister Wives, and I get bored sometimes, honestly, that the storyline isn't very, well, that provocative, except that this man is married to three women, and that's a little different. I think that there is an appeal to shows like that now. And
but why? Where's our psyche at where we're not looking for just decent, basic moral values that our families can see and watch and that kind of stuff?
But, I mean, look at in the case of Duck Dynasty, I bet your values align quite closely with their values, but they just look different than you do. So I do think that it makes people stop and think, you know, wait, my values are in line with them or may not be, but they don't look like me. And maybe there's some value to that. I'm just thinking, you know, that...
Come on, help me. I mean...
Maybe there's some value to understanding and an insight into people's lives maybe makes people understand each other better.
And I'm not making fun of her. I'm serious when I say this is why I bring you on. I have no clue. What did we watch that show? Maybe five or six times. Matter of fact, I watched it to get clips for this show. But I would never sit down. The first few times I sat down and watched it, I kept looking at Tammy going, really? These people are on television? I mean, heck, we should be able to have a show that's nationwide. I mean, compared to these people, we're normal. And,
well, to some, you're not. So, you know what? You might have a show there.
Oh, yeah. The inside view to the life of a hater, right? All right. So, when I look at this stuff, and I keep saying, now they have a more recent picture of her mom in the article. Looks like she's lost a few pounds. But you look at this stuff, and again, I just keep coming. I don't think it's, look, I personally don't believe it's a moral value shift. I don't believe that at all. I think people look at this stuff. And they use it as a basis to judge their own life. So I'm going, well, heck, I must be doing okay because I'm not living like that. I don't look like that. I don't have that stuff going on in my life. That's what I think people are doing.
I agree with you. I'm not sure that it's a moral shift either. Or if there has been a moral shift, I don't think it's dramatic. I don't think it's drastic. But, you know, if a woman watches, you know, Real Housewives and looks at them in their life and thinks, wow, you know, I'm somewhat reasonably normal compared to some of the drama that those women are, you know, instilling on each other. So, you know, there's so many examples of these shows that we watch all the time. And I admit, I have a few that
you,
I...
Don't you dare say we watch, because I get about six minutes in. I know. You and I would be fighting over the channel changer, because I get about 6 minutes into this stuff, and I go, you know what? I don't care how much you pay me. I am not doing this. You know what I mean?
Some of them, Joe. You have to admit that you have watched some of these shows.
Well, look at, yeah, I've watched Duck Dynasty.
Enjoy.
I like the family values. I like the fact that, you know, he's got family there, and long before the cameras came, I'm sure he had the same problems with the family. He wanted to kill them all like I did at times. But there's still, you know, look at how he treats his daughter. Look at what he does with his son. I mean, there's a lot of value. Even you and I, even though they got long beards and they talk kind of funny, you and I both can relate or identify with their values. Can we not?
Yeah. And I didn't think I would. And I think there's some value to that because I never thought I would like that show. I never thought there was anything about that show that I could relate to. It was only after hearing, you know, some of the media talk about it and you would talk to me about it, and I did finally turn it on. And I was surprised that I liked them. And I felt like I could identify or they were relatable to me, and I didn't think they would be.
Everybody's got an uncle, what's his name, Cy? Everybody's got an Uncle Cy in the family. You don't have to admit to it out there, but everybody's got an Uncle Cy. I am sorry. Everybody does not have a Honey Boo Boo in the family. I don't. But everybody's got that one uncle that's a little off, you know, come back from the war, and you got to love him. He's a heartwarming guy, but little behind thing. And you got some brothers that you just want to really send off to another country to go to work or something like that. But, you know, they get along like me and my cousins got along, me and my own brother. So there's a lot to relate there to. You're right. Just a little different way of going about it. And those poor women married to them, I got to tell you, I feel for them. Yeah. Anyway. Speaking of oddities, this one article you sent me. Here's a guy that's facing charges after he was found living with 12 girls. Yeah, and at first when you sent me this, I thought this was about Hugh Hefner, but apparently not. It's another guy. He faces charges. Authorities found him living with 12 girls whose ages range between 6 months. Oh, that's sick. And 18 years old. Lee Kaplan is 51. He's charged with statutory sexual assault, aggravated indecent assault, and other offenses after police followed up on a neighbor's tip and made this guy. I mean, how long do you think it took the neighbor to finally go, you know what? There's something wrong over there. You know, see something, say something kind of thing?
I hope it wasn't too long. Does it? And I don't think this article even cited how long they've been living there.
They were living in the basement and somewhere hiding in the chicken coops when the police showed up? Wow.
That's, quote, living in the basement and, quote, unquote, hiding. In other words, these girls really wanted to be there. They were playing a game or they were just, you know, here. In fact, he even says that there was a teenager was given to Kaplan as, quote, unquote, gift from her biological parents who told authorities they didn't have enough money to raise her, right? So,
wow. Now,
you know, I can think of many parents who would like to give their teenager away, but the fact that they would consider this crazy 51-year-old man. So a little sketchy, and there's no definitive he hasn't been charged with it, or it hasn't been proven that he's done anything wrong, but clearly.
Well, okay. The thing I didn't like about the story is they had to put an emphasis. See, we can't put an emphasis on, radical Muslims, but we can put an emphasis on the homeschooled girls living in the basement. Right? So now we have to bring the negative stigma down upon homeschooled.
Well, I don't think it was that. See, I took it a different way.
Didn't like that at all. Yeah.
Well, I can see that, but I didn't take it that way. I mean, the article says the apparently homeschooled girls were living in the basement. I could see that the neighbor thinking nothing of it if he says he homeschools his kids and then not thinking that's odd that the kids are not back and forth to school every day. Or him saying perhaps the authorities at school were, or authorities at some point questioned the president's whereabouts.
Hold that thought. We got to go for a quick break. I don't want you to run out. I like where you're going. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
You got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
You're right.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. I do appreciate the time you spent with us on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, I'm joined by Andrea Nelson with the Clover Agency. She comes on with me every week to try to explain things like Honey Boo Boo with me. I don't get any of this stuff, but it's okay. I'm working on it. And then this story we're dealing with. Anyway, Andrea, thanks for being with me tonight.
Thanks for having me.
So you throw a story at me where a guy is found living with 12 girls in his house. I guess some of them in the chicken coop, some of them in the basement. And as the story started to expand, we're talking about this during the break. And again, he's 51. Now, we couldn't figure out why he was charged with statutory sexual assault. And then we see further along in the story that the 18-year-old that's living there and he are the parents to the 3-year-old. Now, for some of you, you need to take off your shoes and socks to figure this out. I'll give you a minute. The 3-year-old and the 6-month-old. So basically, at 15, she had a baby. Well, if she had the baby at 15, he's having sex with her at 14, right?
Presumably.
Okay. Or you want to wait to see the counts come in, right? I mean, the girl says, hey, that's my 3-year-old, and that's his. And he hasn't denied it.
Right.
So,
yeah.
you know, this is a challenge. I'll put it that way, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, definitely. What's interesting about this story, though, to me, is that when you first read the headline and you see the picture, you think this guy is, you know, he's guilty. Something's weird. Something's wacky about this guy, which probably, yes, is true. But if you continue reading, you learn that there's the children that live there are, you know, perfectly fine and healthy. They're not malnourished. They seem happy. The house is in pretty decent order. They're otherwise pretty normal.
The appearance would be pretty normal, but yes, I hear what you're saying. So Daniel Stoltz is 43. His wife, Sevilla, is 42. And they gifted their daughters, father Daniel Stoltz, 43, investigated his wife. They gifted their daughter to Kaplan about 4 years ago. Gifted. I like that. Here, take her. Get her out of the house. After researching the legality on the internet, the couple told police that they were broke and poised to lose their farm in rural Lancaster County, where Kaplan saved them from financial ruin. They do this in other countries.
Well, what I was a little confused about is if it was a gift, they gifted their daughter, how did he save them from financial ruin? Did he not purchase her from them, or did he otherwise, in another way, save them from financial ruin? And they just gifted, like, thank you for saving us. Take our
daughter, please. I didn't know you could do that. If you could do that, imagine what we would have done with the kids. Thank you. Thank you so much for that 1979 Pinto. Here, take my daughter.
Well, and it appears that they're an Amish family, or at least they have Amish roots, which was also interesting. So there is a sense of, you know, this family was or has been Amish, and, you know, that is something that, you know, culturally could perhaps have influenced some of this behavior. You could say.
Well, I see here where, you know, the kids weren't malnutrition. They seemed to be in good health, good spirits, and like you said, clean house. So if somebody went into the home not knowing the whole picture and just looked around because they got a complaint, I would imagine they would have walked away, you know, with the same kind of thing, right? They would have walked away going, well, you know what? It doesn't look like anything wrong going on here. Looks like everything's okay.
The kids were homeschooled, so there was education. There was musical instruments found in the home as if, you know, kids are practicing. It's just otherwise pretty normal.
Yeah, anyway.
But
because it's...
goes to show that you don't always know what's happening in...
There were boarded up windows all around the house, was there? Yeah, that's kind of weird, don't you think? Anyway, let's move on to the next story. Another one that you sent me. But, you know, you're getting as bad as I used to be. You know that, right? With these stories that you're finding?
As bad as you used to be?
Okay. Yeah, well, I've moved on. I make sure they're really worse now. 30 minutes of hell for this young lady, unaccompanied minor, groped on a flight. Now, you know what? They should have called me. You know, if this was my daughter and they called me to tell me that there was a little problem. Now, the first warning sign came before the plane had even taken off. Chad Cameron Camp had his choice of seats on the half-empty American Airlines flight from Dallas to Portland. But Camp 26 curiously chose a middle seat right next to an unaccompanied 13-year-old girl. Flight attendants offered to move Camp to another seat where he would have more room, but he declined. I'm fine, he said, according to a criminal complaint obtained by the Washington Post. See, if I was I'm not blaming the flight attendant. If I was a flight attendant, I would have moved her right away. You know, when a flight attendant returned to drink service a half hour later, she saw Camp's hands on the teenager's crotch. She also saw a single tear coming down the victim's cheek. Flight attendant separated Camp and the teenager for the rest of the voyage. And as the plane landed, the unaccompanied minor was rushed off the plane, and the FBI was waiting for him. I think that's wonderful. Although, I would have loved to be waiting for him at the bottom of the stairs, and then the cops could have waited for him inside, along with the ambulance. This is sick.
It is. And when we started the show today, you know, with another airplane story of a celebrity, Selma Blair, which I was saying, you know, it appears that these stories are happening, celebrity or not celebrity. As I found this article, I kept reading on and found that this is actually a thing. American Airlines, there have been other instances where similar things like this have happened, where you kind of wonder, is this actually more widespread than, you know, than you originally thought. It's scary to me. This child is 13 years old. I know that when I was 13 years old, it was much more common maybe than it is now for 13-year-olds to fly. We didn't even think about it. I mean, you could fly independently when you were young. You could fly independently if you were as young as 6, 7 years old. You know, but usually a flight attendant met you and, you know, made sure you were okay. But these days, I think they're a little more strict about that, and maybe for good reason. I mean, goodness, the child's 13. I wouldn't, you know, is this the kind of thing we have to be worried about now?
Well, I think, see, you and I are not on, I know we're not on the same page with this. I keep saying society gets worse and worse off, you know, goes deeper and deeper in the toilet every year because, you know, moral decay is out there. And when we keep saying, well, we're just changing, well, what are we changing into? Pedophiles? I mean, this is, we have, what is it, the AMA or whatever, you know, we've done this story a million times where they're trying to make pedophilia not a disease, not a crime. It's natural and normal for, you know, older men to want to have sex with, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10-year-old girls. Can you imagine that conversation even happening 20 years ago?
Well, I mean, my point is not that it happens less now, but my point is that airlines are much more stringent about minors flying alone. And
right.
That used to be much more, you know,
open about it. Yeah,
open about it. And now there's real restrictions. If you have connecting flight and you have to be at least 15 years old, and some airlines to eat flight all alone. So, and I think that's good because clearly there are more crazies out there sitting on the planes than ever before and out preying. I feel like not just that they're on the plane, but they're preying on children on the plane.
Because
what can you do when you're, you know, 30,000 feet in the air? You know, the police aren't coming. They know it's coming. So it's terrifying. And the fact that I'm reading this and learning about other instances, and is this a thing? Is this a thing now that, you know, crazies on airplanes?
Sorry. I just don't think we get our children ready for or protect our children as much as we used to. I just don't think so. I I'm doing this 3 hours a night. And every night, Timmy and I slam our heads on the table sometimes and go, we live in this world? What has happened?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just tougher and tougher to understand. Not that it's acceptable, but think about what you're raising. What kind of child, what kind of human being is being raised or however you want to put it, that they would think something like this is okay. Well, that was that young guy from Subway that was in jail, Jared, or you know who I'm talking about, the one that lost all that weight. And maybe I don't believe it, but maybe we're hearing more about it because of this whole internet thing where we're getting information so much faster and so much more of it. I don't know, but it's still disgusting anyway. Cut it.
This internet thing. This whole internet thing.
Well, we're getting information faster. I guess, you know, I asked my uncle when he was alive. He was a boss of cop for 30-some-odd years. And when I asked him about, this is going back 15, 20 years ago, I said, hey, is crime rates up? Is it really that bad, or are we just hearing about it more? And he goes, well, it's a little of both, but he said crime rates are up, period. You know, it's no longer so taboo to swear, take a swipe at a cop on your way out the door. It's no longer so taboo. The crime thing is just what it is. It's not like a really bad thing to have a criminal in the family anymore.
Well, and population is up. Population's only going up. People are only moving in. I think as you have cities that just become more populated, you're going to have more crime. You're going to have more incidences. That's all. I don't think that's going away. It's, you know, if we're only going to, 20 years from now, 30 years, 50 years, we're only going to see that go up. It's scary.
Well, and you know.
I wonder why parents are helicopter parenting, which we've gotten into that before.
Yeah.
But I think that you know, that's the reason.
Well, we're up on the time, but I want to. We should take that as a topic for next time around. Let's talk about whether that helps or hurts a child when it comes to being able to protect itself and that kind of thing. Anyway, quickly tell people where they can find you.
They can find me on my website, thecloveragency.com, or on Twitter, Andrea NDLC is my Twitter handle. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time. Hey, got a lot more coming up the next hour. Yes, we're going to talk about gun control. We're going to talk about the four bills that failed in the